This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. For years, a small American flag was all that marked the grave of George Fox. Now his resting place will be recognized finally. Every year, Anunga elder Gertrude Savarni visits the Russian Orthodox Cemetery in Unalaska and puts a tiny U.S. flag on an unmarked grave. The grave is for her childhood friend, George Fox, who died during World War II.
It is very powerful that Gertrude Savarni remembered him and has taken the time to honor him every Memorial Day to go up to his gravesite and to place a United States flag on his grave.
That's Michael Livingston, a cultural heritage specialist with the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association. Livingston worked with others to get a grave marker for the World War II soldier.
Here we are about 77 years later, and he hasn't, his sacrifice was basically gone, almost gone. You know, had it not been for Gertrude Savarni, he would have been completely forgotten.
Fox was born in 1920 on Unga Island off the Alaska Peninsula, about 250 miles northeast of Unalaska. He joined the U.S. Army in January of 1941 and served in the military police during World War II. The German occupation of Rome began in September 1943, and Allied forces led an offensive campaign that would eventually capture the Italian city. Fox was killed in action in Ardea, Rome, Italy, just 3 days before the American forces took possession of the city on June 4, 1944. He's the only known Aleut Anunga soldier killed in action during World War II. When Fox's body returned to Unalaska, Livingston said his funeral service was at the Russian Orthodox Church.
But he's buried right next to his mom, and his mom was Russian Orthodox, and he was Russian Orthodox, too.
The grave of his mom, Emma Fox, is marked with a large solid black stone with her name on it. And at 91, Gertrude Savarni, who's an accomplished Anunga artist and culture bearer, continues to visit the grave of her friend. But he never received a marker. Fox's grave has been unmarked for more than 70 years, and his name is missing from World War II killed in action memorials in Alaska.
That's a real good question, and I've been working with many other researchers and archivists and people that are able to dig up old records, and we really don't know why his grave was not marked. Times were different back in the 1940s. There was basically open-faced racism against people of color, including soldiers of color. And so that might have been a play in it too. But it's when you compare Private George Fox's grave to other graves, for example, out at the Fort Richardson National Cemetery, those graves have immaculate lawns and very beautifully placed stones. And flags and sidewalks. And so George Fox's grave is there's no marker there for one thing.
Livingston and others worked for at least 5 years to get Fox a marker. They managed to get some records from the National Archives and applied for one.
Other researchers and I have been working on this for at least 5 years, and we submitted many requests to different federal agencies asking for George Fox's military records, and we'd never hear anything back on those requests, and we were just spinning our wheels, and finally we were able to enlist the help of United States Senator Dan Sullivan, and since Senator Sullivan's office got involved and has helped us in the project, we have finally able to get some resolution from the Veterans Affairs.
This May, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs approved the order of a gravestone for Fox.
We're just grateful that the stone is being ordered and that hopefully it'll arrive in Alaska soon.
Livingston estimates the stone will arrive about mid-July, and so this will likely be the last Memorial Day without a marker for George Fox's grave, besides a small U.S. flag from a friend.